WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly battling your own mind? Like there's a voice inside telling you you're not good enough, not strong enough, not worthy enough? Yeah, I get it. We all have those days, those weeks, maybe even those months, where the weight of the world feels like it's pressing down on our shoulders. And sometimes that can lead to something much heavier, depression. But here's the thing, friends, you don't have to face this alone. In fact, one of the most powerful tools we have in overcoming depression is something surprisingly simple, self-compassion. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-compassion. Isn't that just another buzzword? Let me tell you, it's so much more than that. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it this way. When your best friend is feeling down, what do? You listen without judgment, offer a shoulder to cry on, and remind them of their strengths. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could extend the same level of compassion to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help us unlock the power of self-compassion in overcoming depression. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is admitting that you're struggling. It's okay to not be okay, and it takes courage to be honest with yourself about what you're going through. Suppressing your feelings only makes them stronger. Imagine a balloon. If you keep squeezing it down, it just builds up more pressure until it explodes. 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself like the amazing person you are. When those negative thoughts creep in, counter them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your accomplishments, your unique talents, and the things you're grateful for. Think of it like this. Would you criticize a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? 3. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help us detach from those negative thought patterns. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body and simply observe your surroundings. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Ever feel overwhelmed by a million things swirling around in your head? Mindfulness is like taking a deep breath and saying, "Okay, let's just focus on this one thing right now." 4. Connect with others. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist. Talking about what you're going through can be incredibly liberating, and it can help you feel supported and understood. Think of your loved ones as a safety net. They're there to catch you when you fall. 5. Celebrate your progress. Acknowledge every small victory along the way. Did you get out of bed today? That's amazing. Did you manage to eat a healthy meal? Awesome. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves to be celebrated. You're building resilience and strength every single day. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a woman who was struggling with depression for years. She felt isolated, hopeless, and like she couldn't get out of the dark hole she found herself in. One day, a friend suggested she try practicing self-compassion. At first, Sarah thought it sounded cheesy, but she decided to give it a shot. She started talking to herself with kindness, acknowledging her struggles without judgment, and celebrating her small victories. Over time, she noticed a shift. The negative thoughts became less intense, the feelings of isolation began to fade, and she found herself feeling more hopeful and empowered. Remember, friends, self-compassion is not about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging that you're human, that it's okay to make mistakes, and that you deserve love and kindness, especially from yourself. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take toward self-compassion is a victory worth celebrating. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Start by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love, happiness, and healing. And remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are people who care about you and want to support you. Reach out, connect, and let yourself feel the power of compassion wash over you. You deserve it. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol, where we'll explore even more strategies for creating a happier, healthier life. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.